Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot.
Based on a scale of actual singing talent to result ratio, Flavor Flav's rendition of the national anthem was actually the greatest of all time. It was better than Whitney Houston's. Because a lot of people are criticizing Flavor Flav, saying it was like Roseanne or something.
Uh-uh.
Untrue. 1,000% untrue. Was it not like super good in the grand scheme of things? No, it wasn't the best. But given the effort and the fact that I'm quite certain he's tone deaf, I thought it was great. So like Whitney Houston was a great singer. Her rendition was great. Equal. He's a terrible singer, but pulled off a pretty good rendition, like an acceptable. So to me, it's actually better.
Are you judging him, Hot Wings, like the same way you would judge it if I said, hey, guys, I'm singing the anthem at the ball game?
Yeah, I'm grading it on a bell curve. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, if I did as well as Flavor Flav, you would think I did.
Right. I wouldn't think. I'm not going to hold you to esteem like, oh, you're like Marvin Gaye, because you can't sing like Marvin Gaye. I would have expected him to sing the anthem like he sings, which is great. But for somebody like you that doesn't sing, if you could pull it off as well as Flavor Flav, I'd call you the greatest of all time. I don't think you could, but
I mean, it still sucked.
It didn't suck.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It was a little long.
It was a lot long.
But you know what?
Did he add words or something? How do you make it longer?
No. Slow.
He just did it slow, a little on the slow side.
Steve, will you grab a taste of it?
He wasn't trying to. He wasn't mocking it. He was trying. He was putting in effort.
A lot of people were bent that he didn't take his hat off.
Is that? Oh, come on.
You take your hat off.
Oh, please.
What? You don't care about patriotism?
These are always the same people that get bent about something like that, that when I go to a sporting event and I take my hat off and I see super patriots everywhere, they're in the concourse yapping and talking and not paying any attention.
Super patriots.
Come on.
Here's a bit of the anthem.
We're so gallantly
laughing.
The players are laughing. Yeah.
Disrespect.
And the rock is red flag.
Vaguely the right notes.
It's terrible.
But he's tone deaf.
Then he shouldn't be doing it.
And he's a rapper. So the fact that he's vaguely hitting all the right notes makes this the greatest.
I hope Whitney Houston comes back from the grave and haunts you for the rest of your life for saying that this is comparable at all to hers.
Well, hers should be great. She was great.
She was great.
But he's terrible, and this is pretty good.
So anyone,
on a sliding scale, his is better than hers.
That is boy math.
Yeah, that is math dumb
ain't math then for me.
That is dumb math.
Oh, I feel like I can't even agree with that at all.
Well, as the most experienced singer in the room, I think.
What is your experience?
I was in every choir in high school, and I was in a band where I sang sometimes.
You sang backup like this, doop doop.
I didn't say doop doop.
What did you say?
I sang many things.
You would make a big deal when the song that you sang on was coming up. You came to our table and you said, "I get to sing backup on this," and then you came back and said, "Did I get lost in the mix or could you hear me?" And the three of us lied and said, "Yeah, he sounded great."
Mm-hmm. You only came to like performance.
And that's the one you were being all needy about. I went to more than one.
When I do karaoke, people tell me I sound nice. So
they do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
They're giving you the Flavor Flav treatment because you don't.
Oh, man. Dang it. God, I almost said the F word.
That would have been fair.
Who's the worst Star Spangled Banner person of all time? Fergie, right?
Well, I mean, it's Roseanne.
But she actually mocked it.
But she was mocking it. I think the worst who ever tried was Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis's was brutal.
Have you heard that? Uh-huh. Now, Carl Lewis was, in 1984, 1988, the greatest track and field athlete in America. Like, gold medal, gold medal, gold medal.
Of all time, I think, at that point. I mean, he was breaking every world record.
And he was pretty beloved. And so, in the early 90s, he sang the national anthem at a then New Jersey Nets game.
You got it, Steven?
Yeah.
And this is, Kelly, authentically trying really hard.
This is from SportsCenter.
This makes
me the Charlie Steiner.
Charlie Steiner, cringe.
What year is this again?
Probably 92.
Okay.
Dirty Harry said in one of his movies that a man's got to know his limitations. Carl Lewis apparently didn't see the movie. If his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner prior to the Nets Bulls game last night is any indication, as a public service, we present now only excerpts. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
All right, are we all ready? Here we go. Oh, oh, say can you see, and the Rockets red flag. I'll make up for it now.
No, he won't.
For the land of the free.
Oh, he took the easy way out.
That was our national anthem. Written by Francis Scott off key. Those were last night's lowlights.
Now, Kelly, you should know Charlie Steiner was like the buttoned up anchor. He wasn't the one doing catchphrases most of the time. So him cracking up like this, by the way, he's like 31.
Was he really?
Yeah, probably. Him cracking up like that was one of the funniest things we had all ever seen at that time, because he just didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Francis Scott off key.
Really bad.
It's such a great.
It's actually worse if you watch the whole anthem.
Yeah.
Because it's that struggle. And he's trying to sing like a good R&B singer with all those up and down runs and stuff that a Whitney can do. And he can't. Oh, and his voice keeps cracking.
Oh, that's so awkward.
It's really bad.
You know when you to give an apology in the middle of it that it's not going well?
Yeah.
I'll make up for it.
Don't say that. Don't say you'll make up for it. Keep going. Shut up.
I have incorporated one thing from that into my life. When I make a mistake and I know it, and I'm going to try to keep going, I do say,
uh-oh.
So he did inform me with that. Who do you think could do the best one of us? And I say that not thinking it would be me, but because I've had this fantasy for a long time that we go to if the arena would do it, like when it's empty. I don't want to be disrespectful in front of a crowd, like, you know, as a stunt or something. Mm-hmm. But just sing it on their PA with the ambiance of the big, cavernous, echoey place. Do you think you could pull
it off?
Wild. The national anthem or maybe God Bless America, either one of those? Steve, you think you could do it?
I mean, I know all the words. I know the timing of it, but it's...
Yeah. Do you think you could sing it in a way that you wouldn't be embarrassed by?
I think I could sing it in a way that would blend in with all of the other anthems being sung. Like, if you were to watch a YouTube playlist of 50 of them, mm-hmm. and mine was in there, I don't think that mine would be like, oh, no, that's the worst.
You wouldn't
obviously,
go viral.
Obviously, I wouldn't be the best. It would just be it's fine.
It's fine.
A little tone deaf, a little flat. I don't know all the specific terms. But
Kelly, could you do it?
I mean, I could sing it, but not well. No.
Would it be bad enough to go viral? If you did it in front of a real crowd.
Probably, because I'd be so nervous.
That would be a lot harder.
I think my nerves would get to me and my voice wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Hot wings.
Serviceable, not outstanding.
I believe if I did it, I'd be asked back.
Right now. Let's see this. Let's hear this.
I'm not in a stadium.
Well,
it's
technically
not the same.
You are.
This is not a stadium.
Millions of people are listening.
Doesn't make this building a stadium. Well, Maitland, do you think you could do it?
I think so. Like Hot Wing said, probably decent enough, but not memorable.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'd be good enough not to make everyone mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everyone would go, that was the best.
I bet our buddy Dancer down the street, he could probably get us in there.
Oh, that's boy, a couple thousand. That'd be the place to do
probably.
It.
Probably 2,500.
Well, we've done karaoke there before, before a live show
where
we were like just screwing around, and that was fun.
That was
screwing
fun.
Around. Who was screwing around? I was serious.
I was pretty serious about it.
Yeah. Well, screwing around in so much as, you know, we weren't getting paid like we should be for our awesome vocal performances.
If you did it, would you put your own spin on it?
No.
I think I'd keep it pretty straight.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you end up like Carl Lewis.
Okay, everybody can do just the first two lines. Like,
That one.
Oh, say, can you see? Or you can do God Bless America. Those are both acceptable.
That's a Toby Keith song?
Yes, it's a Toby Keith song.
Uh-huh.
I can't make those jokes anymore and look at you, Free Beer, because then I laugh. So I look and I say them and I immediately
look
away.
You hide your face.
I immediately look away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who wants to go first?
Oh, we're doing this right now.
Yeah. Okay. Are you kidding?
We got right, I want to do God Bless America.
I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Ready? Don't look at me, though.
Well, you can't tell the adoring crowd.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I do.
See, you got nervous. You
know, I did.
It's tough because acoustically, this room is all wrong for that. It's all wrong for singing. It's great for talking, but terrible for singing. Though. I know, but you know, that's why you sound so great in a shower, because there's so much echo and ambiance.
Yeah.
In here, it's meant to be a dead room, so don't have echo.
We got to take microphones to the bathrooms. It's the only way to do it.
Totally. It's wrong
Steve,
for
string
singing.
A cord out to the one in the lobby, because that I sing out there all the time, and I sound like the balls.
Yeah, take it to we have to do it in the stairwell.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Stairwell anthem.
All right, during the break.
Yeah.
All
or right. the parking garage, five floors down.
We're not allowed to do things in the parking garage anymore. Let's get to the
bunch of, bunch of sissies over there.
No, this one. Not that one. This one.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Where the demons are.
Yeah, where, you know.
Where I park.
Where the pampered people park.
I feel like people listening are like, they're in a studio where people record things.
No, it's different.
Totally different.
The acoustics are totally different.
I know, but they don't record albums in bathrooms.
Do you even reverb, bro?
I think you'd be surprised how many albums have been recorded in bathrooms and such.
I would
They don't set the microphones bone dry like these are.
No, no. You always have reverb. There's always reverb. Always.
Mm.
There is. I've been in recording studios before.
We need engineer Mike to build us a dedicated anthem studio.
Well, that's a great use of his time.
Absolutely.
And resources. I'm sure he is pretty fired up about this new task given to him by people not his bosses.
We need a room that's a little liver. This is too dead. It's a dead room.
Yeah. Let's rip out the carpet.
Come on,
take
man.
Down these panels.
We want to make albums.
Yes.